Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says Trump has completed his course of therapy for COVID-19, has responded, quote, extremely well to treatment, and could return to public events on Saturday. But Conley didn't say whether Trump has recently been tested for the virus. Meanwhile, the back and forth on the debate format continues. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates says the second one, scheduled for next week, has to be virtual because Trump has COVID-19. Trump says he won't participate in that format and then suggested the next two debates both be moved back by a week. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the Biden campaign isn't on board with that suggestion.
What the Biden campaign is saying is that they already agreed on these dates and that President Trump chose to pull out of the debate on the 15th. I mean, the format was changed to virtual, so that's why he pulled out. But, quote, Trump's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar and pick new dates of his choosing.
NPR's Tamara Keith. Six men are facing federal charges for allegedly plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan. The FBI says seven others have been charged with trying to target police in the Michigan Capitol. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports the men allegedly wanted to carry out their scheme before the November national elections.
Details of the alleged kidnapping plot are spelled out in a criminal complaint unsealed in federal court in Michigan. It alleges that beginning in early 2020, the men came up with the idea of taking violent action against state governments they believed were violating the Constitution. They ultimately settled on Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. By the summer, some of the suspects were allegedly holding meetings and firearm training exercises to prepare. Authorities say the men also surveilled the governor's vacation home on two occasions. According to the complaint, the FBI was aware of the plot and had undercover sources, keeping tabs on the group at all times. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The federal appeals court has blocked a decision by Wisconsin officials to extend the deadline for counting ballots in the state 6 days beyond the election. Marty Michelson from member station WUWM reports that means ballots have to be delivered to clerks by 8 p.m. on election day in order to be counted.
The ruling makes it more likely that the battleground state will have results of the presidential race on election night. Democrats sued for the counting extension after the April presidential primary, which was conducted in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. That election saw fewer polling places, a shortage of poll workers, and thousands of ballots received days after the election. Wisconsin is now in the grips of a new coronavirus surge, making it even more likely voters will want to avoid election day lines. Democrats are expected to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell. You're listening to NPR News. The World Health Organization says the number of daily coronavirus cases continues to rise and that the global tally has hit a new all-time high. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the WHO recorded 338,779 confirmed cases today.
The rise is being driven by slow, steady growth in Southeast Asia and the Eastern Mediterranean and record high numbers in Europe. The United Kingdom, France, Belgium, and the Netherlands are all reporting their highest levels of infection yet in the pandemic. Daily cases in Poland and Ukraine have more than doubled since late September. The resurgence has led government officials to tighten social distancing rules in Brussels, shut down nightclubs in Paris, and ask fans to not sing at soccer matches in Amsterdam. Some of the global rise in confirmed cases is due to better access to testing, but officials say the recent doubling of the daily COVID tally in Europe is due to increased transmission in several parts of the continent. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Facebook has removed nearly 300 accounts that used faked profiles to pose as right-wing Americans to comment on news articles. The social media company says it also permanently banned an Arizona-based digital company it says was behind the fake accounts. This after a report in the Washington Post last month alleging a pro-Trump group, Turning Point Action, was paying teens to post coordinated supportive messages of the president. That's a violation of Facebook rules. And on Wall Street today, by the bell, the Dow was up 122 points. The Nasdaq gained 56. The S&P 500 up 27. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.